From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif is vowing to intensify counterterrorism operations in the wake of Sunday's deadly suicide bombing in the eastern city Lahore. At least 72 people, including some 30 children, were killed. Hundreds of others were wounded in the blast in a crowded park Easter Sunday. The Prime Minister said he would avenge every drop of blood of our martyred people. He visited Lahore, chaired a security meeting, and visited hospitals where victims are being treated. A military spokesman says security agencies have conducted several operations based on initial leads, arresting a number of suspects and facilitators. The UN says it received allegations of two new cases of sexual abuse by UN peacekeepers in Central African Republic. UN spokesman Stephane Dujarric says the latest cases raise the number of reported allegations of abuse by peacekeepers in the country this year to 25. The first involved a member of the Burundian contingent.
The allegations are in connection with the alleged rape of a 14-year-old girl, which was first reported to the mission by UNICEF last week. In addition, there is also another new allegation of possible sexual exploitation implicating a yet unidentified member of the Moroccan military contingent. According to the information received by the mission, the unidentified peacekeeper engaged in an exploitative sexual relationship with a local adult woman in February of this year.
The UN faced months of attention over allegations of sexual abuse by its peacekeepers, mostly in the CAR and Democratic Republic of Congo. Of the 69 alleged sex abuse cases reported to the UN last year, more than half were in those two countries alone. This is VOA News. An Egyptian passenger jet was forced to land in Cyprus Tuesday after a hijacker threatened a detonated explosive belt. The Egypt Air flight was originally due to travel from Alexandria to Egypt's capital, Cairo, before being diverted to Larnaca Airport in Cyprus. It's not clear if multiple hijackers involved. The Civil Aviation Ministry in Egypt says there were 81 passengers on board the flight. A man widely reported to be a main suspect in last week's deadly Brussels terrorist attack has been released. Because of lack of evidence, authorities said they had no justification to hold the man identified only as Fakol C. Media reports suggested he may have been the third individual seen in an airport video alongside two others who blew themselves up. The attack cost the lives of 35 people and wounded hundreds. Cuba's aging former President Fidel Castro has written in state-run media his opposition to closer ties with the U.S. in the wake of President Obama's historic visit to the communist island last week. In the article, he's quoted as saying, "We don't need the empire to give us presents." White House spokesman Josh Earnest was asked to respond.
The fact that the former president felt compelled to respond so forcefully to the president's visit, I think, is an indication of the significant impact of President Obama's visit to Cuba.
U.S. and Cuba reestablished diplomatic relations in July. The U.S. Monday welcomed the recapture of the ancient city of Palmyra by Syrian forces Sunday, but insisted President Bashar al-Assad is not the future of Syria. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
We do think it's a good thing that Daesh no longer controls it. That said, we're also mindful, of course, that the best hope for Syria and the Syrian people is not an expansion of Bashar al-Assad's ability to tyrannize the Syrian people.
Kirby said, "We can't forget that the IS group, what it did during its 10-month occupation, destroying a part of human history and beheading a renowned archaeologist responsible for maintaining ancient temples and artifacts that date back to Roman times." President Obama holds talks this week with his counterparts from China, Japan, and South Korea in Washington to discuss North Korea's nuclear program. Mr. Obama to huddle with leaders of the three countries on the sidelines of a global nuclear summit. Seven suspected Somali pirates are to go on trial in France Tuesday in connection with the 2011 hijacking of a French yacht in the Gulf of Aden. The defendants accused of killing the lone male aboard the catamaran, kidnapping his wife, who survived the ordeal and was rescued. Uncertainty remains whether a girl taken into custody in Cameroon is one of the missing schoolgirls abducted by Boko Haram militants from the village of Chibok in northern Nigeria's Borno State nearly 2 years ago. The would-be suicide bomber was caught carrying explosives in Lamali in northern Cameroon Friday. She's currently under medical care. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.